5777, I've got a few things that I could use some advice on. I've got a guy on my bus. He has an open container. He's wearing a dark gray jacket, and I just wanted to know if something needs to be done about this, what the protocol is.
I copy that. Is he actively drinking it, and is he causing any problems?
He's not really causing any problems. He's swaying in his seat. He's got an open container. He's drinking it. That's about it. He's just sitting quietly.
All right, copy that. We'll see if we can have a supervisor meet you en route and just remind him of the policy. If he does start causing problems, just pull over to safe stop, open those doors, and give us an appropriate message. Was there something else I can help you with?
I also had another passenger pick up and move an ADA device, a walker that somebody was using, and they're not on the bus anymore, but we're pretty packed, we're pretty full, picking up almost every stop, so I just wanted to know if there was any paperwork or anything that I needed to do for that.
All right, copy that. So were they assisting the ADA person, or was this like in anger, was there some conflict between the passengers, and they moved their walker without their permission? What exactly happened?
They were trying to get by. They moved it without permission. They pretty much took the walker from the older person and pushed it out of their way, totally readjusted it without any permission. They were frustrated. The person who picked it up and moved it was trying to get both of their shopping carts past them, the mini square ones, and was frustrated that they couldn't get it out of the way. So they took it from them, essentially, and, like, pushed it without.
All right, copy that. That just sounds like an issue between the two passengers. I know the problem person already left. The person had their ADA device pushed and moved. Were they asking for any assistance, or were they just letting it go?
They definitely seemed frustrated. They said something. I wasn't actually able to hear the entire thing of what they were saying because we were boarding at a transit center, so there were tons of people walking past her when she was speaking. She was frustrated, but she doesn't seem to be making a deal about it now.
Okay, and in that case, we'll just get it all on the recorded line in case anyone needs to reference it later. If they do ask for any assistance, like police or a supervisor or anything, just call us back and let us know. If nothing else, we'll just leave it here, and we'll see if we can get a supervisor en route for that customer drinking on the bus.
Copy that. Thank you.
Thank you. We clear 1515.